We are on the top of Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. So we have been speaking about various things which are kasha la'an yusa, leaving over breadcrumbs. And we mentioned at the end of yesterday's daf that we said that if a person, we mentioned the top of this daf, that the mesucher, v'le mashiyadeh, speaking about different things which a person does and they don't wash their hands. So if a person lets blood, and Rashi said it's referring to makiz dam minaksefayim, from the shoulders specifically, without washing hands, then that will cause a person to be nervous, to worry for 7 days. We spoke about haircuts. We spoke about someone who cuts their fingernails. It's interesting, I'm thinking about it because I'm supposed to go for a blood test tomorrow. They say, is there when a person, so we've got letting blood, makiz dam, does the same apply for a person who goes and has a blood test? So they say it doesn't. It's only if you're letting blood as a therapeutic medicinal practice that we say that there's an obligation of washing one's hands. But if a person is going for a test, or apparently Shlom Zalman says if a person is donating blood, then we can say Shema Mitzvah Yedid Avara, the person's involved in a mitzvah, then there's no obligation of washing one's hands. But certainly fingernails and toenails one should do, and I think some Sfarim they say that there's a reason why toenails, dafke, you should cut them on Erev Shabbos before you go to the mikveh, because the tumah which comes from toenails is that much stronger, and dafke before you go to the mikveh, that's the time to do it, and then the mikveh will kind of take care of it. Okay, says the Gemara 4 lines down. Yada a'usya darga lapachad. So we've been speaking about unexplained stress, anxiety, nerves, pachad, and so on. So yada a'usya darga lapachad. Another curious Gemara. It says yada a'usya, the top line of Rashi, shiragla nir yada eitzel nechirov al svasav. Kind of stick your finger between your lip and your nose. So that is a darga lapachta. Rashi says, derechu lahavi lepachad ruach ra. Again, discussing ruach ra types of things. So placing your hand there, that is a darga lapachad. Yodo apusa. If one has one's hand apusa, the Rashbam says, on one's metzach, on one's forehead, darga lishinsa. That will cause a person to become sleepy. Tana. Eichlin umashkin tachas hamito. Afilu mechupin b'klibarzal ruach ra shira aleihin. So if a person has food and drink underneath the bed, even if it is sealed in an iron seal, in an iron container, ruach ra shira aleihin. So here we actually finally have a tzion in the Ein Mishpat. now, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, but the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that a person should not do this. You know, don't place things under the bed. Now the question is, to what extent should a person be mindful if he did? Is this a din l'chatchila that you shouldn't do it, or is it even a din b'diavet? So there is a famous tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov which many quote, and the Shvus Yaakov says avada. This is only a din l'chatchila, but it's not a din b'di'evit. B'di'evit, if a person placed food and drink under the bed, and we'll see in a minute what's pshat in a mitzah, but if you did it, b'di'evit, it is okay. You're allowed to eat it. No problem. One of his rayas is that the Gemara says that osur l'chaver lechol b'yachad im am ha'aretz. Why? Because you might end up feeding you food which is tevel. Okay. Now, says the Gemara Baba Basin and Ches, that what is the difference between the bed of a Talmud Chacham and the bed of an Am Ha'aretz? The bed of a Talmud Chacham, there's nothing underneath the bed except for shoes. Whereas the bed of an Am Ha'aretz, Yeish Tachtea Oitzer Bolam, it's a mess. It's filled with who knows what. Says the Rashbam, Sheminiach Tachtea Oichlin V'Kelim. So there's food under the bed, says the Shvus Yaakov. So if so, why is the Gemara saying that the reason why you shouldn't eat together with an Amaretz, because maybe he'll be Meichel Yutevel, Chamira Sakantim Isura, and if there's a more pressing concern because of the Sakana of the Ruach Ra, the Gemara should have said that. The Gemara should have said that. Alamai, he says it's a Raya, that B'dievid, it's not a problem, and you can have it, and it's fine. The Binas Adam quotes Bishim the Gra, that even B'dievid, it is awesome. We know that the Gra was more machmir with a lot of these things. For instance, the Shulchan Aruch already writes that, and this is not just, you know, in Eastern Europe and Poland and places like, this is not the Ramah, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch already says that we can be makel nowadays in Giloy, because we don't have Nechashim, Metzim, Beinenu, and so on. And the Gra is machmir. The things which Chazal forbade, even if the reason seemed to be because of reason X, maybe there's other things, other in Yonim, and the Gra was very machmir on Gilui, and he asks it even B'dievet. Interesting, he quotes over here something interesting. He says in Darki Tshuva, in Sefer Darki Tshuva, in Yodea over there, he writes B'shem the Sefer Shari Rachanim, Sheshama Nagoyin Ubchaim Valashner, Talmud Agra, Shehagra Hichmir Rak La'atzmai Avalacherim Hekel. So in other words, it wasn't that the Gra held Me'ikra Din, it's a problem even B'dievet, but he held for himself, it was Kedai to be Machmir, but not necessarily for others. There are others who are Chalik on the Shvus Yaakov, the Chida in Shiri Bracha, also is Masig and also asks it B'dievet. There certainly are Stadim to be Mekel, namely the Mechaber just says you shouldn't, and many say that it's Mutter B'dievet. Another Tzad Lahakel is, remember we said yesterday, this important klal, which we mentioned, B'shem of Simcha Zissel, Mikalim, the altar of Kalim, that he says, all the things which Chazal asked, Dvarim Skulim, the Yesh Ladaktik Rak Kefisha Kosev Bolshenem Vola Yoyster. So the Lashon of the Gemara is Mita. So for instance, a common Shaila is, you're on an airplane, and there's food. You have your bag, and it's under the seat, and then you take a look, and the fellow in front of you is asleep. So you have to ask for the food, or a baby buggy. The baby falls asleep, and the baby's sleeping under the bottle or the formula, or it's a two-year-old kid, and he's sleeping under his bag of Bamba, whatever it is. Or you happen to put your own food there. So, again, based on this klal of the altar, thing with Varm Skulium, says, Dafke Mita. It's not a Mita, it's not a chair. Another Tzad Lahakel is that some say it's only a Mita where a husband and wife sleep in, a Mita where there's a Chashash of Tashmish HaMita, not elsewhere. He brings over here from Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss, from the Minchas Yitzchak, that he's Mekel by Eglas Tinoikis, because of these other tzadim and so on. So, with these things, it's a lechatchila, and not necessarily b'dievet, but obviously yesh machmirim, even b'dievet. Question is, does it matter if it's covered? I mean, from the Gemara, it's mashman, it doesn't make a difference, because the Gemara says, Eichon de mashman tachse mita filu mechupin bekli barzel. So the Gemara says, even if it's mechupa with iron, still ruach ra shir aleim. There are those also who say that it's tafk if it's a tavshil. I think that's with the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the way he brings it is a tavshil, and therefore if it's raw food, maybe raw food is also more kal. Good. It says the Gemara Vayit, Tan Rabbanan, Lo yishte adam mayim, loy b'leili reviyos, v'leili b'leili shabbosis. Person should not drink mayim on a Tuesday night and on a Friday night, which that could be pretty difficult. You know, a person's not supposed to drink water on a Tuesday night or a Friday night. V'im shasta, domi b'reishim, v'nei asakana. And if you do, you've only got yourself to blame because of any potential sakana. Now, it is interesting. I noted that the Rabbeinu Hananel has the girsa liyish to adam b'leili reviyis b'leili shabbosis b'mechshach. when it's dark. When it's dark specifically, which would make it a little bit easier, as opposed to categorically asring, drinking mayim on a Tuesday night and a Wednesday night, and you have to kind of make sure before Shkia, everyone tanks up and everyone drinks. Friday night, you're not going to be drinking any mayim at the Suda, only yayin. But our girsa is don't drink mayim on a Tuesday night or on a Friday night. My sakana, ruach ra. Okay? It's a regular ruach ra sakana. If a person is thirsty, what are they supposed to do? And as we know, we know that mayim was drunk for thirst, and yain was drunk for other things, but for thirst, one drinks mayim. So what should one do? If one is thirsty and one wants to drink, my takante lema, the person should say, Shiva koilis sha'amar David al hamayim. Say the parak of Tehillim, which mentions koil, in reference to mayim, v'hadar nishti. Shadam kol Hashem al hamayim, kelakavad hirim, Hashem al mayim rabin, kal Hashem b'kach, kal Hashem b'hadar, kal Hashem sheva arazim, v'shav Hashem es azi halvonayin, v'yakidim kamei ega levonayin, v'sirin kamei venra'imim, kal Hashem chitziv lavis eish, kal Hashem yachla midbar, yachla Hashem midbar kadesh, kal Hashem yichil ayales, v'yachasiv ya'areis, uv'heichalei kulei omer kavod. So you should say all of that, and that will be a way to allow you to drink if you say that first. Says the Gemara, the Eloi, and let's say you're not able to do that. If you're not able to do it, why might you not be able to do that? So some say you might not be able to do it because you don't have a tilim with you, you don't have a siddur. You might know it off by heart. You might know Baal Peh, but they say Dvarim Shebichsav Iyata Rashoi La'imra Baal Peh. You're not necessarily, you're not allowed to say Teri Shebichsav Baal Peh. Some say, but something which is known by everyone, one might argue maybe this is, but that might be another reason why you're not able to say it, because you don't have a Tehillim or a Siddur handy. So what should you do? Leimachi. You should say, Lo Shafan Anigrun Anirdafin, which Rashi says lachashu. This is some type of a lachash. We don't know what these four words mean. Bein kichavi yasivna. I'm sitting among stars. Bein bali shemeni azilna. Which Rashi says, second line down. Hinei svivaisai anoshim kuchushim ushmanim. The tanichuni. I mean, why are you starting up with me? There's people who are much larger than me. And therefore, why don't you go and start up with them instead of me? V'iloy, let's say you're not able to say that lachash. You don't necessarily know lo shofan anigran anir defin. You don't know the name. You know this lachash balpa. So what should you do? V'iloy iika inish bahadei nisare. If there's someone else in the room, wake up the person. Wake up the person, so you're not alone when you're drinking. Vale malay, you should say palnia bar palnasa, as in me, myself, with my mother's name, the son of my mother. Palnia bar palnasa tzachina, my is thirsty for mayim. Vardinishti. And then you should drink. The Eloi, so again, the person doesn't have a tilin to say kol Hashem, the Shiva koilis. And then they don't remember this incantation of Lol Shafan Anigran and so on. There's no one else in the room to be awake at the time when you drink. So the Eloi, Mekarkish, Nechtema Chatzva, you should kind of just rattle the lid, make some noise, maybe somehow kind of scaring away the Mazikin. The Ruach Rav, Eloi, Mekarkish, Nechtema Chatzva, Vahadinishti. The Eloi, and a fifth option is Nishdi Ba Midi, just throw something into the water, mahadanishti, and then you should subsequently drink. Again, maybe throwing something in creates a noise, and the mazikin don't like to be around when there's noise or other people there. Maybe they'll think. So those are your options if you're thirsty on a Tuesday night or on a Wednesday night. Tana Rabban, loy yishta adam mayim, loy min hanahareis, v'loy min ha'agamim balayla. one should not drink water from a river, from a marsh, a pond, at night. So again, it's considered to be a sakana. My sakana, sakana's shavriri. The sakana is shavriri. The Rashbam says shavriri is sanveirim, metagimin, and kain. And sanveirim, this was by light, and the people became blind, so it's like a shade who is mamuna on blindness. So drinking from these bodies of water at night can cause this shade to make the person blind. They eat sachi, person is thirsty, maita kante. So we say, ik inish bahade lemale palnya bar palnasa tsachinamaya. Again, once you're together with someone else, you're with a second person, then it seems to be that you're okay. The Eloi, no one else is there. Lema iul enafshe, you should say to yourself, palnia, as in your name, plainium. Amrli imi, my mother told me, is daher mishavriri. You should be careful from the shavriri, from this malach who's mamuna on blindness. Shavriri, biriri, riri, yari, ri. Tzachinamaya bakasti chivri. I would like to drink water in a white kais. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, what's pshat? That you go down shavriri, riri, and so on. Rashi says, lachashu, umismayit vahoylech mishim hashed. Kasher hu shemeya miut tevois ois achar ois ad ri avechenu alachesh lahavri chemisham, and so on. So he kind of hears his name like diminishing and diminishing and so on. Then that makes him scared. I guess more famously, we know of Na Nachma. Is that, does that mean that, you know, like it's going up and up and up and so on? I don't know. Now we said, so good, so that is Legabe, some of the things which we mentioned because of Sakana, and as we said, a big discussion, if Bechlal, these things, we mentioned the Sheet of the Rambam, and we also mentioned that the Meiri also seemed to say that a lot of these things, a person kind of gets themselves nervous about it. The Rambam was didn't give much credence to any of these things. I did find interesting that the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of saying a lachash to someone who is stung by a scorpion, so he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Rambam says, you say the lachash, afal pi she'ein adav ramoyel, even though it doesn't help, but you can say it. And it's on that that the Goyin is masig on the Rambam and says, you know, this is wrong, and it's all of the philosophy which the Rambam learned in Kfar Hukalei Bekat Kodei and so on, which the Goyin writes very, very stark against the Rambam. Say there, but I just found it interesting that the Shulchan Aruch is matik Lashna Rambam. Like, to me it was interesting, like, you know, the Shulchan Aruch is matik, you know, there's a separate siyun in the Baragolan for Afopi She'ein Hadav Ramayel Klum. You know, that's taken from the Rambam. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch was matik that Lashon of the Rambam. You know. And we also said that nowadays there's a big discussion if any of these things are as relevant, once we already have a Tesis and Yuma who says that we don't have a Ruach Ra, and when the Bechlal, lots of things which have to do with the Ruach Ra have diminished over the generations, with the Maisa, with Avram ben Avram, and lots of things which have to do with the Ruach Ra seem to have diminished. And once people start to do things, we say Shem Rupsem Hashem, especially if it involves some type of a Dvar Mitzvah. Good. So we go back to the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that Lo Yivchus Ulei Mi'arba Kaisis, Lo Yivchus Ulei Mi'arba Kaisis, Shal Yayin V'Afil Men HaTamchoy. So the Gabbai Tzedakah have to ensure that he and his family members get at least 4 cups of wine. Afil Men HaTamchoy. Now, I don't know if we spoke about this so much on the Mishnah, but the Rashbam says, how does he tie to Afilu min HaTamchoy? The Rashbam says, Afilu hu misparnes mitamchoy shel tzedakah. So he's taking his food from the soup kitchen, from the tamchoy shel tzedakah, dahayinu ani shibaniyim, he is mamish, he has nothing. He is a super poor person. If you have enough food to eat today, people would have two meals a day. So once you have mazin beis seudais, the din is you're not allowed to take minatamchui. But if the gabbait staka didn't give you money for arba kaisis, and you're so poor that you are eligible to be taking from the tamchoy, then we say, Zakhtar Ashbam, and it's a little bit sasim in the Mishnah, Imli nosn le gabbait staka, yimkaris ma'ubushoy, ayova, ayaskar esatzme bishol yayin la arba kaisis. So according to the Rashbam, that's how you learn the Mishnah. V'lo yivchusu lemi arba kaisis shal yayin. They're supposed to provide him with arba kaisis. V'afilu min ha-tamchoy. And even if he's such a poor person that he's eligible to be taken from the tamchoy, in the event that they don't give him, then he has to actually go ahead and sell his clothing. He has to be mechazel apsachim. So the min ha-tamchoy is saying the obligation of him going and selling his clothing, hiring himself out, notwithstanding the fact that this fellow was totally impecunious. Says the Gemara, "Filu min atamchoy." Says the Pshita. Says the Gemara, "Leinitzcha elafilu l'Rabbi Akiva the Amar asay Shabbat chachol v'al titzarch labrios." So Pshita's Rabbi Akiva is if a person does not need to borrow money, and you're just able to be mitzamsim and have a simple weekday suda, and if you are the type of person that you don't yet need to borrow money, so then we say, Asay Shabbat Chachol, Ba'al Titzarach Lebriyois. So even according to Begiva, who says that usually, HaChemishim Pesumi Nisa Moida. Here, when it comes to Pesumi Nisa is a different story, and Pesumi Nisa requires that again, according to the Rashbam, we'd have to go and be mechazel apsachim, sell his clothing, and so on. The way that Rabbeinu Hananel learns, if you kind of go directly across, says afilu min atamchoy v'asikna afilu Rabbi Akiva d'amasei Shabbat chachol al titzarch lebris hachamishim nisa matir sheyikach afilu min atamchoy. He allows you to take from the tamchoy, meaning even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says asei Shabbat chachol al titzarch lebris, so you're not supposed to take. But here you have to take. You have to kind of have that busha. You have to be sable that busha, and you have to take because of the obligation of pursuing nisa. Tana debe Elio. Afa bisha amar Rabbi Akiva say Shabbat chachol v'al titzarch labriyos. Aval isahu davar muat b'seich beisei. But nevertheless, you are still supposed to do something. The kavod Shabbos. So we say, Maini hu. What is this? Amr Papa Kasa da Harsana. You're supposed to have Kasa da Harsana, which is basically a simple meal made of like fried fish. And some say this is kind of already alluded to in the Pasuk when it says, when the Pope by the Mon in Pashas Peshalach, when it says, right, Im Tavash Lubashelu, mentions there is some concept of a cooked item and so on. And therefore, you should at least have a little bit of fish, even if it's fried in its own oil. Kasa da harsana. That is now Rabbi Bintei Maima. Have the Azkin Omer Kal Kanesha Raps Katzvi Vigiba Kari. Lasis would say Navichas Veshemayim. So, well, what's the Shaychas? Why are we bringing this in over here? So the Rashbam says, Have the Azkin Omer His Chazik B'Mitzvus Yoiser Mishayecholas Biyadcha. Meaning you have to have a certain azus. Azus is when you go into an area which is not really yours. I mean, it's a chutzpah. You go into an area, into a place which is not yours. your may is panav to say something which you shouldn't say. Your may is, you have azus to kind of go and do above and beyond what should be yours. So a person should use azus to go, even though they can't really afford it, but to do kol mini tatzdiki in order to make sure you at least have kasta hasna, the base, the bare minimum. Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Devarim and Siva Rabbi Akiva es Rabbi Yeshua Benoya. There are seven things which Rabbi Akiva was mitzaveh Rabbi Yeshua, his son. It's an interesting Rashbam over here. He says Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who ben Rabbi Akiva, meaning Ben Karcha, Karcha was Rabbi Kiva. Says the Rashbam, Rabbi Kiva, Kereach Hayak, the Minim Meseches Bocheres, Kol Chachmi Yisrael, Damon Lufanai, Keklipas Hashum, Chutzmina Kereach Hazeh, with the exception of this bald one. Tezis has a bit of a problem with that. Tezis says,
I can call someone
who's
Kereach. I mean, he's not very nice.
Oh, you're having the Tezis. Yeah, yeah. Birish Rashbam, the Urabi Kiva, the Urabi Shuman Karach, the Bekiva Kereach, the Minim of Bukharish, I've been Azayim, and Kochach Mishral, David Levani, Kibbutz Ashur, Machuz Mekereach, Azeve, Nira Shia, Gemara Kairoi, Save, and Karach, Derech Gedai, Shari Nenshu, Hana Orem, Shakar, Leelisha, Ale Kereach, and it would be very difficult to say that Ben Azay would refer to Rabbi Kiva like that. So to say he was Shimon Karach was Rabbi Kiva would be very difficult to say. Al Kopanim, what did he say? He told his son seven things. Number one, Al Teshiv Begeva Shal Ir V'Tishne. Do not sit in the high place of the city and learn. So Rashi says, three lines down, Mokim Shibnei Ha'ir Ivrim V'Shavim, Shema Kishen Ivrim V'Shavim, Yivat Lucha V'Yavsik Lucha Mimishnascha. So don't learn in the place where everyone's going to be coming and asking you shailas the whole time. You're not going to get anything done. Rashbam says the same thing. Elsewhere Rashi says, it means don't learn in a high place. It's at the Gaiva Shaboy. Dibriter is Nimshal to Mayim. And Mayim seeks a lowly place. So too, even when you're learning, it should not be Begoiva Shalir, and some explain, because otherwise, why does it say Altesha Begoiva Shalir? Just say don't be in like a place, in a public place, in the Shuk, in the Pashas Drachim, and so on. Number two, Ma'al Tidar Be'ir Sharosheha Talmidei Chachamim. Don't live in a city where the Parnas Ha'ir is the Talmud Chacham. What is the Pshat? Says Rashi, four lines down. Tadar Be'ir Sharosheha Talmidei Chachamim. Detarud Be'girseya. If he's supposed to be the parnas, he's supposed to take care of the shtat and take care of all of the needs of the city, and he's busy learning all day, so then it's not going to be, the city is going to be lacking so much. So if the Rosh Ha'ir, the Rosh HaKol, is a Talmud Chacham who's Tarad Begirsa, then that's not so good either. Al Tikanes Lebeis Chapisayim. Do not walk into your home unexpectedly, quickly, and so on, suddenly. Kol shekein lebeis chavercha, says the Rashbam, malitikon es bebeis chapisim, ella hashmeis kol chalehem. You should make known that you are coming. Kaidem bayacha, dilma avdi mil sedetzniusa, and so on. And this is in your own home, kol shekein in someone else's house. Number four, va'al timna min olim miraglecha. Don't ever hold back from putting shoes on your feet. That's considered to be, says the Rashbam, shikinai hadavar latamet chacham shiyelech yachaf. K'demin an asim, yimka adim es koma shiyesh lovikach min olim laraglov. And some of Hashem say that Rabbi Kiva needed to be mazhir his son, Rabbi Yeshua, because the Gemara says in Shabbos and Kufnun Beis, the one time Rabbi Shimon Karcha went without shoes. So, he needed to say, that is not something which you should do. Number five, Hashkeim v'achol b'kayitz ne'achama u'b'cherek ne'atzina. That's a good idea to wake up, to get up early in the summer, eat, and the food will provide helpful because of the heat, and it will be helpful because of the cold in the winter. Number six, what we mentioned over here, Vasei Shabbat Chachol V'al Tetzarch L'Briyos. And number seven, V'Hevi Mishtagu Im Odom Shasha Misachakes Loi. You should try and do business with an individual that the time is Misachakes. So Pashup Shat we mean is the guy's doing well in business. The Ben Yehuda says, Misachakes has Miloshin Tefach Soichik. So the business is expanding. The business is expanding. It's doing well. So the guy's clearly got good mazel. So you should chaperine and do business with him. Amar Papa, loyle mizn minei, maloyle zvunile. You shouldn't be buying from him, and you shouldn't be selling from him. Because if the guy is doing so well in business, so if you buy from him, then presumably he's getting a better deal. If you sell to him, presumably he's also getting a better deal. So don't buy and sell from him. You should go into some type of a partnership with him, says the Gemara. Whereas v'hashta da amar, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak ma'itachsev ma'asa yadav birachta, it says about Iyov, konikul pruta mi Iyov mizborech, and when he was in his heyday, when he was doing well, anyone who took a pruta from him would be mizborech. Even if you do business with him, but you've received money from him, you've handled with him, and therefore it's good. I don't know if this is why the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to give out dollar bills. I don't know if it has anything to do with that. Don't know. Good. Says the Gemara, right? Chamisha Dvarim Tziva Rebbe Akiva Es Rebbe Shimon Ben Yochai. Kishon Chavish Bebeis Asur. There were five things which Rebbe Akiva was mitzaveh, Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai, when Rebbe Akiva was thrown in prison for being Malamed Torah. So, says one amazing thing, Amar Lei Rebbe Lamdeini Torah. So Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai came over to Rebbe Akiva and says, teach me Torah. Amar Eini Malamdcha, I'm not going to teach you. I'm not going to teach you, says the Rashbam. Why? Says the Rashbam, two lines before the lines become wide, the whole reason why I got put into prison is because I learned Torah. I taught Torah, and I'm going to teach you. You're also going to get thrown into prison. Amar Lai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was not deterred. Amar Lai, in ein atam melamdeini, ani emer leyeichai abba u'meistrach alamalchus. Pili ployim, what Rabbi Shimon told his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. He says, if you don't teach me, then I will go and tell your father, and you're going to get in bigger trouble. Says the Gemara. Well, that's exactly what the Gemara says. That's the Gemara says, Umaysrucha. So let's see what the Masha and the Ein Yaakov say. Says the Masha, Gam Shekvar Hayachavush Venim Salamalchus. Meaning he was already in prison. What do you mean you're going to be Moisim to the Malchus? He's already in prison. So says the Masha, maybe he threatened and exaggerated that he's going to get in trouble for something even worse, and so on. That is the way the Mashal puts it. The Ein Yaakov says an amazing thing. He says that being that Rabbi Akiva wanted to withhold Torah from Rabbi Shimon, he held you're allowed to be Moisehim Lamalchus. That's what the Ein Yaakov says. An amazing, amazing thing. Meaning, Lamaisa, he's saying, I know you are being very caring, and you don't want to teach me Torah because you're scared and I'm going to get in prison. Lamaisa, you know, it's up to me. I want to be Maisa Nefesh for Torah. And if you don't teach me, I'm going to go and tell your father, and you're going to get into more trouble. And Zag the Ein Yaakov, and he felt that halachically he was entitled to do so because he was Meinea from Torah. So that's what Rabbi Shimon threatened Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Amar li bani, yosim masha egel reitz alinek par reitz alahanek. What you think I don't want to teach you? More than what the calf wants to nurse and suckle, the mother wants to nurse the child. So of course I want to teach you. And the only reason why I don't want to teach you now is because I'm scared that you are going to be imprisoned." Amar li, Rabbi Shimon said, "Umi b'sakana? Who's in sakana? Hale ego b'sakana? The ego is the one who's in sakana." Says Rashi over here, very interesting. Rashi says about 5-6 lines at the bottom, "Amar li, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, umi b'sakana? Hale ego b'sakana? Umalacha b'kach?" Rashbam says the same thing. What's it to you? Like, you know, I'm the one in sakana, and it's for me to decide. And therefore, I would like to do so. So he said, meaning, and there was a discussion here about if the para doesn't want to nurse the egel, because if it nurses too much, it will choke. But even though the para wants to give, and so on. So Amalai, Rabbi Akiva responded, and he said, "In bikashta lechanek, if you want to choke, Mayitla Bilan Gadol, go and hang yourself from a big tree. So the Rashbam explains that on the one hand he kind of seemingly was saying Mili Dechol, but he was actually telling him something else also. Says the Rashbam in the first one line, Im Bikash Talichonik Ayitla Bilan Gadol, Lema Dava Shiishma Labriyes, you want to see something which will be heard and accepted by people. Vikabu Mimcha Mishum Denakit Lishna Dechanika. You should learn from a Rav, and say over things in his name, and it will be well received. Number two, if you want to teach your child, teach him from a sefer, where the text and the nusach in the sefer is accurate, it's precise. Mayhi, Amarav Vitamer of Mishansha Bechadita. It should be a new sefer. Rashi says, Kishatinik Maskel Lilmaid Mechadash, and when he's learning for the first time, make sure that the sefer is accurate and precise. The Shemashta Kevin Al. Like the Gemara says in Baba Masra, about the fellow who taught Timcha as Zachar Amalek instead of Zecher, or even Zecher. And therefore, once the child makes a mistake, the mistake remains, and therefore, make sure it is accurate. Number three, and also it's fascinating, like, Rabbi Akiva is like conceding to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, teach me Torah. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't want you to get into trouble. You're going to get thrown in prison. He says, teach me Torah or else. So, he starts to teach him, but the things which he's teaching him is not always in the Goyim. It's like more, like kind of, a little bit more Derech Eretz in Yonim. But the third thing is, don't go and cook from a pot which your friend cooked with. Says, well, what does that mean? Mainiyu grusha. Meaning, don't marry a grusha. Bechaye baila. Well, whilst the husband is still alive, the amamar garush shenasa grusha arba deis b'mita. There could be four potential people in the bed, so to speak. Meaning, if the garush is thinking about his grusha, and the grusha is thinking about her garush, every day the one has to have an intent and focus on one spouse. The boizema filo b'almana, even if it is an almana, still it's not kedai. Why lefisha ein kol etzbois shavis? Rashi says aver tashmish is what the Gemara is calling an etzba. Shlo yehe tashmish zet toiv la karishin v'tizalzol boi. She will be mizalzol. Now the Rashbam says tisna isai, and therefore he was giving him advice not to marry a grusha b'chay baila, or even an almana. The Minchas Yitzchak, I'm sorry, not the Minchas Chidah, discusses whether one should marry an almana, and the Chidah always said that there's plenty of people in Nizan not to marry an almana. He doesn't know why. What's the Inyan? Dafka Kohen Gadol is Muzan not to. He mentions the Gemara. He mentions the Alpi the Zohar Kodesh, Kimatu Sakana Lisa Almana, and so on. And it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Kevin Shanifta Mashir Ruchay Bo Baruch Habal Arishin Vasheni Mizgarim. Some say it's only the first year after the Patira of the husband. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says from our Sigitz Muchach that it's 100% fine. If it was any element of Sakana, surely the Gemara would have said it. We've been discussing Sakana in this whole Sigya. Surely the Gemara would have said it. And therefore it's clearly not a Sakana. There's a discussion if someone marries an almana, maybe the first night they shouldn't be together. But Al-Kopanim, that was another bit of advice which Rabbi Akiva gave Rabbi Shimon. Number four, he said, Mitzvah v'guf gadol, eichel peiris v'lei schar. Which Rashi explains means, two lines down, Mitzvah v'guf gadol, in tirtz alas is mitzvah, v'gam tistakebo. If you want to do a mitzvah and you also want to have financial gain, so then you should lend money and eat the peiros. Rashi says, "Hil v'chaderach mayis al karka, lechol peiros b'nechayis abazol." that you will deduct from the loan by eating payrus, but it will be financially advantageous for you to do so. If you want to do mitzvah v'guf tahar, then that is meisa isha v'leibonim. You should marry a woman and have children, and this way, the Mashal says, you will be learning Torah, the tahara, and everything will be good. So these were the things which Rabbi Akiva taught Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And again, all of these things didn't sound too much like Talmud Torah. Sounded like Nili Da'alma. So even though he conceded to Rabbi Shimon, but he taught him things which didn't sound as if it was Divrei Torah. Good. Arba Devarim Tziva Rabbi Nakadosh as Banav. There were four things which Rabbi Danasi taught his children. Number one, Al Tador BeShachantiv. Don't live in Shachantiv. Mishum the leitzani havo, because they are leitzanim, o mashkulach beleitzanusa, and that will cause you to become a leit. I don't know why I seem to recall Rabbi the Nasi was maybe a nitzitz of David HaMelech. Is that I think they do say that. It just struck me. If so, it's interesting because that's pretty much one of the very first things which David HaMelech writes in Tehillim about the perils of a mish of leitzim, and here like this is the first thing. Which Rabbeinu HaKadosh is Mitzav his children, don't be in a Moshav Leitzim. Number two, Al Teshiv Almitas Aramis. Don't be on a Mita of an Arma. What does that mean? Ikadamri Dele Tigni Bele Kriyashma. Some say that means don't go to sleep without saying Kriyashma, says Rashi in the Rashbam. Shezeh minag haramoyin. This was the minag of the Armoyin. I mean, the Mashah is a bit bothered by that, because l'chera, that would be something which, why dafka that particular thing? He says it means don't say Kriya Shema in Aramaic. V'ikadamri the leitinsa v'giyur. It says some say it means don't marry giyuris. V'ikadamri armoyis mamish. And some say it means an armois mamish. What does that mean? Don't sit on the bed of an aramis. Mishum maisa the Rav Papa. Similar to the maisa of Rav Papa. Rashi says about 8-9 lines down, Kshahois aramis achat chayevas lemois. There was an aramis woman who owed him money. What happened? Benichnas midei yoyim yoyim bebeisa ligvais hemana. And he came in every day to check and see if she could pay him. Yemechad chankes bana, she strangled her son, benasnase alamita, placed him on the bed, ukishnechas rapapa, amale shave at sha'avi moisecha, sit down on the bed until I bring you the money, hein asa, he sat on the bed, kishabasa amra, himakes bani, you killed my son, ubarach min amedina, and he ran, he had to run away. So don't sit on the bed of an aramis. Number three, al tavriach atzmacha min ameches. Don't get out of paying taxes. Dilma mishkechulach v'shakimach kol yisbalach, because it could be they might find you and they might penalize you and make you pay for much, much more. Number four, al tamid bifnei hashoyer b'shosh elamina agam. Don't stand in front of an ox when he comes out up from the marsh, from the pond, meaning he's got blood in his eyes, he wants to go and do damage, and that is not the time to chance upon an ox. It's also fascinating, these were the things which Rebbe was mitzvah his children. Like, these things seems very, very interesting group of things. I'm sure there's lots of ramazim. Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'shal shachar b'yemin Nissan, referring to a black ox in the month of Nissan, that's when it's more dangerous. Tani Rav Eishah marchiked mishotam chamishim ama, a safe distance. If you want to be socially distanced from an ox, 50 amas, no meter plus. You want 50 amas, nothing less. Mishor mu'ud kumalei einav, should be out of sight. Tani mishmeder Rabbi Meir reish tera b'dikula. Even if the head of an ox is in his basket and he's busy eating, sak leigra shadidagi mitusach, go up to the roof and pull out the ladder to make sure that you're safe. Omarav, Nizah de Torah, Hain Hain. So Rashi says Nizah means Lachash. So if a person is chances upon an angry ox, so what should you say? Hain Hain. That is what you should say. Nizah de Aryeh, Zezeh. Nizah de Gamla, Dada. Nizah de Arva, meaning if there is a boat and you kind of want the boat to set off and sail and be successful, you say Hiloni Haya Hila the Hiluk Hulya. No, this is just to kind of encourage it and to drag it. You know, as people are taking the boat out and it's kind of a bit stuck, this is what one says. Again, I'll repeat what I said yesterday. Yes. Questions that can go through my tap today and all of these things. Amrabaya, Or Vidag Vikois Chamin, Obeitsa Mekinim Levonim, Kulan Kashim Ladaba Acher. So, hides, fish, a cup of hot water, eggs, and white lice. All of these things are bad and can cause tzaras. So, or, what does this mean? Mandigani amashcha, that's all. If a person lies down on unfinished hides. Dag, what does this mean? Shibuta, b'yem of the Nisan. If a person eats shibuta in the month of Nisan, we know that shibuta was a common fish, like the Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about mitzvah boi yoisimi b'shlucha, it says the Rav Malach shibuta. That was a fish which was commonly eaten. So to eat it in the month of Nisan, one should not do. I said kais chameh. It's kais is one thing, chameh is another thing. Kais is shiri kasa, the highest of the leftovers of this kasa, the highest of this fried fish dish. Chameh is chamim and chamimi mishadio ilovei. If pouring very hot water over oneself, if it's very hot. Beitzim, what does that mean? Man the magic aklipim, someone who walks on shells. And kinim levonim, man the mechvar levushe, someone who launders his garment. Vole notile tamni yema, and he doesn't wait for 8 days. Vahadalavishla, barian hanach kinim vikashm davaracha. So if a person washes his garment, if you just look at the Rashbam, about 50 lines at the bottom, man the machfar levushi v'lovish bo mikamesh shmeini yoma, he wears it before 8 days have passed. Takati limatu shmeini yomi shekifson hanu kinim hadri, they'll kind of come back. And they still have chius and so on, and that is bad for tzaras. Amr Baba Besa the izbe shunra, a house which has a cat, le nail by inish. Don't go in unless you're wearing shoes. My time, because we know cats sometimes kill snakes. And the is bay chivya gar miktini, and there are small bones, snake bones. The yosiv lo gar mit chivya akare le nafik the istakin. And if a person gets one of these skin snake bones in his foot, it'll be very difficult to extract. Igadami base the less ba the less be nail. Some say the opposite. A house which doesn't have a cat loy nail, you shouldn't go into. Leyuni other yinshi, bahakra, which the Rashbam says means when it's dark. My time adoma michrach be chivya, because maybe you will get tangled by a snake, volayada, or mistaken. Good. Gimel Devarim Tiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yezi as Rebbe. There were three things which Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yezi was mitzave Rebbe. Makash Simon. Al tas muma ba'atznacha. Don't cause a blemish for yourself. My, what does that mean? Leita havi lach dina ba'hadit lasa. Don't go into a din Torah against three people. Why? Because one of the three will become your baldin, the three sahadi, and the other two will serve as adim for this fellow, and you'll be stuck. Don't don't kind of have the appearance as if you're interested in making a purchase if you don't have any money. The Rashbam says over here, Al Tamin Alamekach Lischar, Alamech Yisraelhu, Ve'emach Adamim Liknes Amekach, Ve'nimtzis Mafside Chinam, Shleikechenu Acher Ma'acher She'atze Ma'hapech Boi. Someone else is going to say, someone else is already interested in purchasing this, I'm not able to go, and the guy is not going to be able to sell it to anyone. Ishtecha Tavla, your wife goes to the mikvah, Al Tizkuk La, Laila Rishena, to not be with her the first night. Now what does that mean? Aye, there's a mitzvah to be with one's wife by tefillah's mitzvah. So I'm a Rebbe, it means, Ubenida Diaraisa, Oil Vokzegmain Pesuach, Tilma Mashkaziva. Means if on the seventh day of her nidus she sees dam, and this is referring to before the takana of Rabbi Zeira, the din of Rabbi Zeira, the Bnei Yisrael, Ichmir al Atzman, Shafilo Ra, Tipas Dam Kechadel, Yesheva Shivanakim, and so on. Before that, where the din nidus diraisa is, if a woman sees dam, she's tmei for 7 days. If on day number seven she sees fresh blood, and then it stops. So then there's a chumrah, where he was mitzavah, Rishon Rabbi Yisrael was mitzavah Rebbe. It's not kedai to be with your wife then, because being that there was an open tap, so to speak, the mayin is pasuach, maybe she might end up seeing, and she will be a zava. Shoshu dvarim tzivah Rabbi Yisrael b'vyuda ez Rebbe, al teitz yechidah b'layla, then go out by yourself at night. V'al tamed b'fnei haner arim. And do not be naked in front of when there's a candle. And don't enter a new bathhouse. Shematifchus. Perhaps it will crumble. Meaning if it's a new building and there's a lot of moisture there and who knows how strong it is, maybe it will end up crumbling. If a person stands naked in front of a candle, a person can become epileptic. That can cause Rahman al-Tsan that the children will have epilepsy. If a person has tashmish on a bed that a child is sleeping upon, the child can become epileptic. It's only if he's not at least 1 year old. Then there's no concern. It's only if you're lying by his legs. If you're lying by his feet, also less than ba, there's no concern of epilepsy. It's only if your hand is not on him. So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem, and it doesn't have these various le'amarins. It just says that one should not do so. And this is irrespective of the size of the bed. It doesn't make a difference. Al teitz yechidi b'layla, t'tanya le'yetz yechidi b'layla, lo'y b'leili revi'ais, b'le'y b'leili shavoseis, mibnei she'agras basmachles hi v'shmeine esrei ribay shal malachi chavala yetzin. There is this witch known as Agras Basmachlis. She goes out with 18,000 Malachi Chavala, and Kolach of Achviyishle Rishus Lachabal Bivnei Atzmi. All of them are allowed to do damage. Mikara Avishchichi Kuliyema. Originally, they used to be there every night. Zim Chada Paga Bravyesi Bravchinina Mendesa. One night, she chanced upon Bravchinina Mendesa. Amalei, she said to him, Ilav the Mechrizan Allah Berkia, Hizaru Bachanina Ubetirase Sakantich. Had not been that they proclaimed in Shemayim, be careful, don't set up with Hanina and his Torah, I would have done something to you. So Amalei, oh yeah, Ichashiv Nebrekia. So if I'm in high esteem in Shemayim, Bezari Alayach Shle Tavuri Beishul Olam. So I'm making an exam on you, don't show your face around here. Amalei, the Matusaminach, Shavigli Rav Chaporta. So she said, please, come on, that's a little bit harsh. You know, give me some opportunity. So Shavigla, Leile Shabbosis, Veleile Revias. Baladigazach, and as he felt that it was appropriate for her, for this witch and her 18,000 Malachi Chavala, to go and wreak havoc on the world. He gave her an opportunity. Another time, Pogibay Babaya, this is generations later. Amrilei, she said to him, Ilav the Machazri Allah Brakia, Hizaru ben Achmani, Ubati Rasai, Habi Sakantich, I would have put you in a Sakana. Amrilei, Ichashiv ne Brakia, if I'm Hashiv Gizrani Alaychi, Shleitavari be Yishiv La'ilam. And here, you know, that's what he said. Sprag the Gemara Haka Chazirin at the Avra. So we see that there, that she still is floating around. She says, so when they lose their horses, they go from place to place. They come and they bring them. So they're just kind of, it seems to be that they're just coming to chase after lost horses and the like. We'll just finish with this. But don't live in a city where the horses don't bray and the dogs don't bark. Some say because if there's no horses there and dogs, you won't know if an enemy comes to the city. Don't live in a city where the head man is a doctor. Why? Says the Rashbam in the first line, he's going to be busy with refuah. Don't marry two women before the chaim of Rabbeinu Gershom because they might plot against you. And if you marry two, marry the third one. Because if two of them plot against you, the third one will be there, and they're always concerned that maybe two of them will have a pact, and the other one will spill the beans. I did see one of them, Farshim, says, don't marry two because of Zugais. Therefore, marry a third. Yeah. Okay.
Can we talk about the...
We just have the mincha now, so maybe I can call you afterwards.
No, okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
Sure.